It is our Thought Leader Thursday, our regular weekly conversation with Associated Bank Thought Leaders. Chuck Garcia is here this morning. He's the Director of Commercial Deposits and Treasury Management at Associated Bank, covering most of the recent happenings in the banking landscape. Lots of new trends and things happening as well. Chuck, welcome back to the opening bell. Good to see you here this morning.
Thank you. Great to be back.
Good to see you. It's apparently conference season. You've been going to some conferences. What's up?
Well, it is conference season. It tends to be this time of year. A lot of payments-oriented conferences that really blend corporate treasurer types, cash managers, and then vendors that provide a lot of software, hardware for these type of situation. Then obviously banks and financial providers are all participants there.
What are the trends? What's the buzz that you're hearing?
Well, really for the last 15 months, faster payments is a big buzz. Between the Federal Reserve and the National Automated Clearinghouse Association, frequently heard as NACHA, really joined together to say, how can we bring the United States more mainline with where the rest of the world is in terms of moving payments, moving dollars faster and cheaper? So we have a great rail to run on, the ACH network that has been around for a long time. So a pretty collaborative effort of technology, banks, corporates got together and really created what's the first run of it is same-day settlement of ACH transactions. That was back in October. Mm-hmm. It will continue to expand as the years go on. Initially, it was just being able to provide prepaid credits. It will move on in the future here and further into 17 and 18 with expanding the dollar amounts and the type of payments that can be affected. So that's a big buzz in the world today.
How are we different from other countries in this regard?
Well, they have really had this operation, you know, moving money much quicker for years. The U.S. has lagged, and you know, typically an ACH payment would have a 2 or 3 day lag on the settlement. Cheap, it's a very cheap, effective way, but the dollar movement was not as rapid as the other countries.
Security, I bet, is another big buzz out there too, right? To make sure all this stuff is safe.
You can't really pick up any document or any publication or any conference, obviously, without that. It's created a whole new set of opportunities for people that provide security for locking down networks, providing better insurance to the corporate clients. Certainly, banks are very, very active and have been for a number of years of trying to mitigate fraud. But about the minute you catch up, there's something new that is created. And really, the biggest issue we can't safeguard against today is really just a person making an individual mistake inside a company.
And those mistakes can be very costly. Can you give us some anecdotal information about how costly some of those could be?
Well, I think the biggest recent issue is really oriented toward business email compromise takeover. So I send you an email and it happens to have a link that I ask you to effect a transaction. Looks legitimate. Looks like everything that you would get from a company. You click on the link, move money, only to find out 2 hours later that, oh, wow, that was a big oops. I shouldn't have clicked on that. Money's gone. And very often they're either in a third world country bank and trying to get that money back is the chances are almost next to zero.
When you say that the money's gone, even not being the business owner, it makes my stomach drop. Hear the money's gone is unbelievable.
It is. And, you know, the individual in this case didn't do anything maliciously. They weren't in cahoots with whomever sent this. They made a mistake, and it happens every day. We had one very recently that was just that exact scenario.
There's a report that's out, the 2017 Payments Fraud Survey. Corporate payments fraud is at a record level.
Yes.
Is that all kinds of fraud? Is it specific to check or electronic or what kind of fraud?
It runs the gamut. The banks have done a very good job working with corporates really over the last 8-10 years on checks. Okay, so there are a lot of tools that corporates can avail themselves that virtually every bank has the ability to help them mitigate. And keyword is mitigate. You can't eliminate that type of fraud. So check fraud, while it's still out there, it is absolutely there. There are more frequent, broader tools that are utilized today than some of the others. This business email compromise I noted, it's a tough one to keep up with.
Is there a difference between fraud and stealing?
Are those two separate things? So, like, when I click on an email and somebody takes my money, that's stealing, right?
Correct.
So what are the differences? What would fraud be?
Fraud would be, okay, so you and I create a scheme. I work inside a company where I can click on that email, move the money. We know what we're doing, okay? Mm-hmm. That's fraud. It's stealing, too, but that's more the fraud. So that's really where people are inside a firm and have intentionally done something that is defrauding the company. Stealing is the scenario we talked about with the email compromise.
Yeah, people always say that this sort of stuff is on the right. I always think of the bank robber going in and robbing the bank. This is where it's happening, though, electronically.
It is. You can get more money with an electronic click than you could really ever get out of a branch.
Yeah, so what is going to happen here? Because it seems like the technology is advancing to a level where it's trying to make all of our lives easier. But is the security part of this not keeping up? Is that what is at play here?
It's both. The balance we have to have as bankers, as we relate to our customers, is locking things down so hard where you're like, gee, Chuck, I can't do a transaction without having, 18 clicks here to get this done. And I've got 100 of these to do in a morning, for example. So it's a very difficult balancing act to say, okay, I'm giving you as much security and tool as possible without making it so onerous that you can't run your business. It's a definite balancing act. Education is a huge piece, though. Educating our clients, scaring them even to a little bit, is important. So making people aware of what's out there is really a big part of our job. As I have salespeople calling out in the marketplace or bankers in the marketplace, we attempt to educate them as much as possible so they can educate their end client that these things are real, they're happening, and these are the tools we have to mitigate this type of impact to you.
I would imagine one of the ways to avoid all this is just coming in person to the bank. But there's really not, you can't really go back to that, can we, with all this technology? Or can we?
I don't think in today's age that's practical at all. Again, technology is a great thing. It is simplified people's abilities to do things. You take the small business owner, and all statistics really indicate that if I own a small business, I'm not banking during the day. I'm banking at night or in the morning or on the weekend. Typically, bankers aren't sitting in a branch at that time. So it's impractical in today's environment. Again, awareness, utilizing the tools that are out there, are really the best we can do today, because going backward really isn't practical.
The report I mentioned earlier was accompanied by another news report about how some companies just aren't playing offense good enough. They're not taking advantage of the technology. Are you seeing that as well?
Very much so. And you'd be surprised. Very large companies that you would implicitly believe they are at the forefront of this. It's not always the case. So that is absolutely what we find. And again, we feel it's our job to educate as much as possible. You can't make people implement some of these things, but education is what we really focus on.
And the problem seems like it would only start spreading to more and more people from a consumer standpoint. We're seeing Apple now think of getting into the payments like some of these other apps that
yes,
are out there.
Yes.
So this is only going to become bigger.
It will. Some of these small fintech firms are really creating some very interesting applications for predominantly consumers today, but it's typical. They'll start with the consumer base, move to the small business base, and become more mainstream in corporate America. It's absolutely going to happen.
Who's doing it right? I know you. Before we went on the air, we were talking about payments. Is that one of the fintech companies that's doing it well or no?
Well, there are a number of very small ones that we wouldn't even know their names, and they have some very interesting applications they have. A lot of the larger banks, for example, have actually bought into and or invested in these firms, so they get the capital and the wherewithal of a large firm. As these become more mainstream, they'll become the new Apples of the world, perhaps not as large, but they will become more mainstream names that we will all come to know.
Well, it's certainly something that we'll all stay tuned for, because I have a feeling before long we're all going to be using these in some way.
No doubt about it.
Or another. Let's talk about, because we had you in last, we were looking forward to this year, about some of the things that we might see coming from this sector. Has anything come to fruition from our list?
Well, we talked about rate increases.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we've seen one. And just this morning I heard the prognosticator saying that it's 100% likelihood that we will have another rate increase in June.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that one has and will continue to come true. I think we talked about the economy as a whole having a lot of momentum. I think we're seeing that. Jobless rates are amazing, almost to the point where you go, who's going to fill these jobs? And I think we're having difficulty filling jobs. I think we will begin to see more inflation and pressure on the wage side, which I think is a good thing. We haven't had that for literally 10 years now. So I think a number of those things have come true.
Yeah, that's kind of a good both sides of the coin are positive on that, because I'm hearing where job markets are tight, employers are offering more money.
Yes.
So wages will go up that way. One of the other things we talked about was mergers and acquisitions. This might be a big year for that. Are we seeing any pop up on the screen?
Not as much as I would have expected. And especially when I think of the financial sector, I thought we would see much, much more in this sector. I think people are still waiting to see what some of the legislation is that will actually take hold. Whole tax thing in front of us, is that going to become a reality? I'd say less than I would have expected.
We also talked about, you mentioned there, the regulations part of this too. There's the review that's underway now. What does all of that mean? What is it when they say they're reviewing it all? What does that mean?
I think, again, I'll speak to the one I know very well, the banking sector. Mm-hmm. We're feeling a loosening of that, of the reins. Of, it's not going to be more. It's going to be more practical, mm-hmm. probably less. That relieves a lot of pressure internally in terms of where you put people, where you put resources. So I think it has a very positive impact. I think small businesses as well, where the real economy gets juiced. Easing up on those people, if we can get the taxes eased on those people and the regulations continuing to minimize, I think that has real positive impact for the economy.
Yeah, one of the things that's the one concerning thing that I'll bring up is there's this underlying sentiment of concern. People don't want to go all in. There's that level of concern. Are you feeling that as well?
I don't think we will go back to, quote, the old way.
Right.
And I think that would be a mistake. But I think easing some of the things is a practical good thing for not only our sector, but really other sectors of the economy.
What else is on your plate in your crystal ball? Are you seeing anything coming?
I still see M&A as picking up. I think if some clarity is put out into the tax side and the regulatory side, I think M&A is very open, and I see that continuing. Less than we've seen, but I also see rates continuing to rise again this year. After the June, I think there will be one more.
Well, Chuck, it's always good to see you, and we'll look forward to seeing you next time.
Very much so. Thanks.
Chuck Garcia is the Director of Commercial Deposits and Treasury Management at Associated Bank. It's our Thought Leader Conversation. Remember, you can listen to our past conversations at WGNRadio.com on the Opening Bell page, and follow Associated Bank at Associated Biz on Twitter, and listen every Thursday for our Thought Leader Conversation.